Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the real estate agent side business that this could possibly be for buying and selling land for real estate agents. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Cool. All right. Chaz wrote and asked, I'm in the process of purchasing my first property and I'm having a real hard time understanding the whole deed process. I received a copy of the old deed, which is a treasurer's deed because he bought it at a tax sale. So should I just get a warranty deed off U.S. Legal and roll with it? Is it really that simple? And it's Colorado, so I have the TD-1000 form. Also, if I call the county recorder, what should I ask? Thanks, guys. Once this clicks, I'll be good to go. But this is just really confusing me. Ha ha. Love it. I remember those days.
Me too. Chaz, you're not alone. This was a big hurdle for me personally. A lot of years ago, the paperwork piece of this really hung me up. In fact, for the first probably 10 or 15 deals I did, I hired a notary. I hired a title person and to do all my deals. And it was very, very, very expensive. I mean, luckily for me, the margins were there, but I learned nothing. I didn't learn how to do my own paperwork, process a vesting deed, the whole thing. And this is a really good specific example of, you know, it's a treasurer's deed, so you clearly can't re-record another treasurer's deed. So, Jill, what do you, before I get into it, I mean, how would you answer this just directly, the short version?
Treasurer's deed comes from a treasurer. You're not a treasurer, which I wrote in Success Plan, and we chatted about it.
Oh, you did answer it? Okay.
Yeah, I did answer this, I was good as I answered it, and I said, hey, listen to the show, because you'll hear us talk about it. So, and it's funny, too, because he said, he's already come a long way since he wrote this question. So, yes. And we have them in our program, and Chaz remembers that now. He can just copy what we have in there, and I reminded him special warranty deed is the way you want to go. And he's on the right path with that TD-1000. It's just for the
assessor.
Well,
he said
assessor.
A warranty deed, so.
I told him a special warranty deed is okay, what I good. Told him. It's where you really want to, how you really want to go.
Right.
So, and you can sure copy one of ours.
Well, I know that you just answered the question for him in Success Plan, but what's the answer for all of our listeners?
You need to recreate a new special warranty deed. What you're using off the treasurer's deed is the terminology, the correct
legal description, the APN.
And the grantor.
Yeah, grantor, exactly.
That kind of information is what you're taking off the treasurer's deed as you're recreating your new deed. And then, yes, it's no problem. And I highly recommend when you're new, call the recorder before you send this in and just say, hey, I have a one-page special warranty deed. I also have this, you know, XYZ form, because I looked on your website. Looks like I need this form in your state. I have a check for, you know, $18.50, whatever, you know, for the recording fee, whatever. And you can say, is this correct? And they'll tell you. So it's really, really nice. And they'll make sure you have the right address and all that good stuff. So it's a great, great thing to do. And that's how easy it is.
As a Data to Doorstep member, you and every Data to Doorstep member have access to a website we put up called deedperfect.com. It's live and running and ready to go. So, and it's a free service. You log on, you choose your state, you input all your information from the vesting deed. And in this case, it's that treasurer's deed that you're probably holding in your hand. And it kicks out at the end a PDF that if you put the right information in, it's recordable. You can send it right into the county and get it recorded. And it's a, and we put that site up at the because there's so many questions we're getting constantly from our members and from other people all over the internet, including Facebook. So and incidentally, the TD-1000 that goes behind it, that form is attached for each state. Every state's got a different one. I'm pretty sure that 100% of the states are on there. If not, there's maybe just a couple missing that we're still getting forms for. But if you input it all and print it out and send it to the county, have the right people sign it, you're done. So we're trying to take a lot of the work out of this. you know, and provide it as a service to our members. So check it out. If you have any questions, there's a help email address is right on the site. If you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, real estate agent side business episode, or this is, you know, number two, Roman numeral two. We did a show, Jill and I, a long time ago called A Perfect Real Estate Side Business. And man, it's just been downloaded and listened to. It's in the top five episodes of our show. Whatever. I don't know, Jill, how many shows have we done, Jill?
Oh my God. Well, this is 237, so 238. But even more than that, because this is our second one. So we're at 200.
I bet we're at 300.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Anyway, that one, the first one, The Perfect Agent Side Business, keeps coming up as one of the top five all-time listened to episodes. So we decided to do a second version just to make so clarify the thing. Mm-hmm. This is the meat of the show. So Jill, why do you think this is a perfect real estate agent side business?
Because they have access to a lot of properties, and it's something they could easily roll it in on the side.
Because they're halfway there.
Exactly.
They already have the basic knowledge.
They've got the clients.
Exactly.
They see the properties.
They know how to look up stuff. They have tool resources like the MLS and all of that. So it makes so much sense to really get involved with our group, because we provide all the exact tools and make it kind of a side business, because I think you're already out there hustling anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what's so, this is the funny thing that I'm constantly enlightening real estate agents, because we have a lot of them in our world and they come to me. I mean, this is when they're like, they find us and they think that they can just help. I can help them like I'm an investor kind of thing. So they'll come to me and say, hey, Jill, there's XYZ property that this guy came to me with. It's not my thing. Do you want it? So my first thing is, what the heck? Why aren't you doing this? And it's funny because I have to think about it. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, why aren't you buying it? Why aren't you marketing it up? Why aren't you doing this thing and selling it? And it's funny because they go, oh yeah, I guess I kind of could. So that's it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've had theories about this over the years, and I truly don't understand it myself.
Yeah.
Most of the successful really super successful residential real estate agents I know are they put a feather in their hat about getting a really expensive listing.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, man, I got this $1.2 million listing and it took me 48 days to sell it. And then that's their like currency.
Mm-hmm.
And my currency, and I think a lot of the members in our group, what we slap each other on the back when something like this happens. I just bought 40 acres for $3,000.
Exactly.
Personally, but did it. Closed the deal, did the paperwork myself or with the help of the group, and sold it for 18.
Yeah.
And then we all slap each other in the back and say, man, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. I just don't get that. If I had a $1.2 million listing as an agent and it was, you know, and I knew it was probably worth, the first thing I would do is say, this is way too much.
Right.
You know, you need to, you probably bought it for too much. Your financing's silly from the whatever, mid-2000s.
Right.
It's just a different feather in our hats, I guess, is what I'm saying. And I'm not knocking that way. So I think that's why, well, I don't know why. Why are so many people listening to that episode then? There are that show. I mean, we don't have, as members, we don't have a huge, like noticeable port, like little click inside of our membership group that are real estate agents.
That's true. It's a small group, but they all know about us. And it's so funny. I don't want to use the word intimidated, or just they just don't realize how easy it is. Or they just don't want to do it.
They value it.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I think that you know, it's just not. It's not like sexy and cool, this business we're in.
Oh, that maybe that's it.
I really think that's what it is. Yeah. Like, you know,
40 undeveloped acres versus a, you know, $3 million beach house.
We're scrappy. This whole group is a bunch of people that got kicked around for a while, and other stuff, and decided to say, you know, we're too good to get kicked around. We're going to buy some property for cheap. I don't care if you guys can just scream at me if you want. I'm going to do it anyway. That's what this group is about.
I love your term, scrappy. You know what's funny? This is the way I look at it. People look at, well, yeah, like, oh, land, who wants that? There must be something wrong with it, all the funny little things. I'm like, you know what? That's fine. We are all quietly over here doing very, very, very well, you know, in our own little world. And I'm good with that.
Exactly.
You know, it keeps it. I don't want to say it keeps a lot of people out, but you know, some people, it's just, you know, it kind of does.
Right. It does. You know what? It's like I heard somebody say this recently, a new member said, this group, this business model and this group chose me. I didn't choose it. It sought me out and found me and sung to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that feeling, you know.
That's really good.
That's kind of what happened to me, I guess.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I just have so much fun. It couldn't be, you know, it is not very difficult. Like Seth Williams takes a teaspoonful of effort.
Teaspoonful
of effort. I'll never forget that quote. You know, what I'm going to do? I just realized I'm just going to make a note right now. I'm going to make a little, I put little quotes I need on like Facebook and stuff. I'm going to make a Seth Williams. I'm going to put that quote up there.
It's awesome.
He'll like that. But yeah, good.
So anyway, it just makes so much sense to me to have this business as a side business for a real estate agent. And then, but yet we have a lot of real estate agents that they just don't, for whatever reason, they're not our top producers. Our top producers seem to be, have a different personality type, but everybody listens to that show.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. Man, I
just think for real estate agents, it's perfect because like they're already in it. They understand the concept. They know a real estate transaction.
They know the real estate language and terminology.
They have a title agent in their back pocket if they ever need one.
They have the time.
They
you
do.
Know, the way that you know, when you're on full commission like that, if you allocated 2 or 3 hours a day, maybe early in the morning or something, or after late, you know, usually I think you show houses and all that later, mm-hmm. after people are
and
done
weekends.
With work. Right. So it just seems so such a like an ideal extension of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. It's a no-brainer. Once you learn how to do it, get some property posted, and you're answering your phone anyway. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Probably get your support staff at your broker's office to help you with a bunch of stuff anyway, because it's all real estate. They don't know. They don't know the difference. So your broker doesn't, you know?
Well, you know what?
In fact,
and this would be a nice,
consistent.
About it. Well, the thing about this business, the way we have it going, it's more consistent, I think. I mean, I don't want to be stressed. If I was a real estate agent, I'm stressing about that $1.2 million home I got to sell right now. And you know, and when's it going to happen? I've got to pay some bills, you know, whatever it is, versus I have this side thing going on here. That's going to give me a lot of breathing room. You know,
right.
I love it. So it could be more consistent and cool.
Yeah. Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. This is the Technical 2. It's 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. If you're a licensed real estate agent and you have access to the MLS legitimately, because there's lots of not legitimate access out there, you don't want to even horse around with that. Legitimate access to the MLS, check out the Days on Market, DOM, for rural vacant land in the MLS that wherever you're a part of. Take the one that's got the highest days on market, and you're going to be shocked. It's going to be days in the thousands. It's going to be listed for like 5, 8, 10, 12, 20 years. Literally, seriously, if you're in a big market. And make them an offer. You're going to be shocked at what they will accept. Make sure the offer that you submit is 20% of what they're asking. You will be shocked and amazed at how many people accept those offers when they've had property listed for four or eight years. It's amazing.
You know, it's interesting too, how many people probably have it only listed there and nowhere else.
Yeah.
You know, how many people they're not reaching.
Forgotten about it.
Exactly. They probably thought, oh, no one wants it. They just don't realize it's just kind of, no one's really seeing it.
Buying and selling property on the regular MLS, that's not what it's for. It's one of the worst places to get sidetracked. Well, why the heck did you just tell us to do it then, Steve? Because here's why.
Jack.
Yeah, Jack. I hear my mom calling me Steven Jack sometimes. She's mad. But, you know, because I want you real estate agents to come to our side and take a look. And I know you know the MLS and trust the MLS and love it. And the days on market thing you love and love all that terminology. And I think if you submitted a 20% of listed value offer on a few, maybe let's call it five properties that you find in the MLS, you're going to be shocked at the fact they will get accepted. One of them will.
It's true.
I've done it. I bet somebody in my office a lot of years ago, we did it because they were a licensed agent and they had access to it. And he wrote the offers up and the whole thing, and two of them got accepted.
We need someone to do this challenge right now and give us the results, because it will happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
And then my hope is that you're going to say, well, if then why don't I actually just get involved with Land Academy and do what these people are saying? Because you can buy this property super cheap and sell for a lot more pretty quick. It's way easier, in my opinion, to get it into a system than finding and listing homes every day and dealing with talking to people all the time. This is just a machine-like thing you could do in 2 hours every morning, make a ton of money on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect real estate agent side business. That was longer than 2 minutes. Sorry.
It's all good.
Let's move on to Jill. Jill, inspire us, please.
All right, that's funny. All right. Good people, you know who I'm talking about, inspire me. Good, happy people. Unhappy people, I run from. Who are you?
Who am I?
Not you.
Oh.
I love it when that happens. That's so good. You know, your we mom the, didn't you know, just come out again.
we talk into these in these mics very differently. I think that's part of the entertaining part.
What the? No, it was,
Jill clicks into this thing like Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
Sometimes I do.
I don't know if she's talking to me.
I got technical the other day. I don't know. I'm all over the place. But I hope that's what's fun because you never know what's coming. So I just was thinking about, you know, and here's why. I just reconnected today with some friends from high school and just laughing and having so much fun. And, you know, it just reminds me, they're good people. And I need to, you know, be with those good people. And that inspires me. I got a 5 minute phone call. I'm off the phone laughing and happy and I'm motivated and it rejuvenates me. And I'm like, gosh. And then, you know, you go to the liquor store, you go to the gas station. I don't know. So anyway, you're at the store and there's just unhappy, mean people like, you know, and I'm just like, get away from me. I want nothing to do with you. It brings me down. It really does.
Oh yeah. You just got to get out of there.
So I wanted to point this out that it's important to think about what you are portraying and who you are walking around like. Are you that person that's yelling at people? Seriously, that telling them, you know, watch the road, you know,
oh,
or
yeah.
Whatever
rage.
It is.
Oh, let's bring road rage into this episode.
But you know what it is? Because it happened to me the other day.
No,
I was watching
satirical.
The road and
just
I was
do a whole
like,
show about this.
It was so funny. This girl just had a point to tell me, you know, and it was a weird situation. But
out here in California?
Yes. It was a young teenage, you know, she had a little bit of an attitude,
sure,
kind of thing. So, and you know me, I'm just like, do, 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 whatever. You know, have a good, well, you're going to have a good day. So, if that's how your day's starting.
You're a very good driver, Jill.
Thank you.
By the way.
So, I just want to say.
I really mean it. You're like, there's some people, I'm not going to go gender anything on this. You know, you people of gender know exactly who you are. You know, Jill's a licensed pilot. And I just think you kind of run a car like that. Just there's a lot of stuff going on in the back of your head, which doesn't happen with young, not gender specific people.
You're thinking ahead. You're always thinking ahead. Yeah. So there you go. That's good.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's it. Just think about who you are and what you're portraying and what you're, you know, and how and what you're putting out there. And it's.
Can I give my tail end 2 cents on that?
Please do.
We don't realize it. I have had multiple experiences in the last 7 days but about this exact topic. You out there listening audience don't fully realize who you are leading by example for. I don't care who you are, what age you are. Somebody, maybe probably multiple people, are looking at the way that you behave and the choices that you're making and how you handle stuff, and you are leading by example for them. And they will mimic or replicate or look up, you know, look at how you're doing stuff. And, so, you know, fill the shoes is mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's several people that reached out to me really recently and said, man, you know, you did this, this, and this 2 years ago, or you said this on the show, whatever, like 6 months ago, and it really stung to me, and I went and did it, and it worked, and it's like, oh, my first thought was, emotion was like horrified, like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a leader, and they're listening to me, and I can't be responsible for what I say. And then I calmed down and said, you know what? I just need to embrace it and maybe give some good advice. Good advice instead of the crap that I give all the time.
No, you do. No, that's really good. Thank you for adding to that, Jack. That was really good and inspirational.
I'll save it for the after show.
Okay.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Who do you think you're inadvertently setting an example for? I have a long list of people, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
When you really sit down and think about it, it's scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, I first think of kids.
Yeah, me
they
too.
They may or may not be actively looking up to you, but they do. They may think that, I don't want to be like that, you know, or even that's a way too, you know, but they do, they see it, they get it.
All the people this past 7 days, I've been really closely working with some of the people in our organization that are brand new and at the lowest level, starting point, entry level positions. I've been working with them directly, which is something I haven't done in the past. Usually I'm a big top down, you know, organizational structure person, but there are several people that have hired in recently, and I think they need some help directly, more than their direct managers can give them. And so I've been working with them, and it's just, they're like sponges.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking to me that how much they just need maybe, I don't know, a half hour or an hour of a day. And it's not like I sit down and it's not like a classroom situation. I just sit there and say, hey, I used to have your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to do this all day. This is how I used to do it. But you're probably going to find a better way. And they're like, oh, no, let's. And I show them how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, you might have a better way. And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
With the motivation and what you can get out of somebody if you treat the situation that way. It's all, that's your inspiration.
I like it.
I mean, I'm playing off of your inspiration, Jill.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. That was awesome.
Like, what do you think? I mean, there's got to be, I bet you have, you know, you're reconnecting with a lot of people in your life right now just because we're spending more time out in California because that's where you're from.
Uh-huh.
What do they say? I know you beach people get all touchy-feely.
We do get all touchy-feely. We're just having fun. Yeah, everybody's so darn supportive. And you know what's nice? Here's the point. All of my friends and all of my people in my world, no matter what I'm doing, they would be supportive. And it's wonderful. Whether I'm doing great or not doing great, they would be right there. And mm-hmm. they are true good people. So that's why I feel very lucky and happy.
That's great. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.